Lego must be the most famous brand in the world. It celebrates 90 years in existence this year, and it's just opened its first ever store in Ireland up on Grafton Street in Dublin. It's a 405 square metre store. It's their 898th store in the franchise, and it is growing rapidly at that. But there's a local connection. Mark Pearson from Port Arlington is a sales assistant in the shop on Grafton Street. So I began by asking Mark, what's it like to work in that Lego shop?
It is absolutely fantastic. There has been a great reception since we opened last Thursday, the 18th of August. We've had nothing but queues out the door. There's sets flying off the shelves. We've loads of different features kind of in the shop as well, which are unique to Lego shops, and not even in every Lego store. So some of those features are, we have a minifigure factory where you can design your own minifigure torso, so you can draw on it, you can put your name on it. There's different prints, plenty of leprechauns and things like that for being an Irish store. We have a build your own minifigure as well, where you can get three minifigures and you can choose whatever parts from the pile that is there. And we have a really cool thing, which is a digibox. So with this, you can hold a set up to kind of a TV screen, and it will give you an augmented reality of that set, so you'll be able to see exactly what you're getting in the box.
Wow. And they've gone a step further too, like you actually created customized models and particularly Irish features for the show, for the store.
Yeah, so there's a little model of Aviva Stadium, and there's also the Poolbeg Towers, which are really cool and unique to that shop alone.
Brilliant. It brings that level of customization, I suppose. That's Lego in a nutshell. It's great building the sets, but when you can get into it and start building your own stuff, that's where it really inspires creative and inspires the next generations of engineers and creators all across the world too. So the feedback, it's been really popular. I know when it first opened, I think you were limiting people to about 30 minutes in store. How's it been in the week since? And is it really the adults that want to get in and to just blame the kids, or is it still just that kind of a cross-generational appeal?
So there's definitely cross generations. There is a lot of kids coming in, especially when they're still on summer holidays. So I think we're expecting next week that it'll be more so the adults coming in. They won't be able to use their children as the excuse anymore coming into the shop. But we are still limiting the amount of people coming into the shop for the week after the initial weekend. We removed the wristband system on the Monday, but there was still a large crowd of people that wanted to enter the shop. So we had to bring back that system just to allow as many into the shop as possible, but still have a safe environment for everyone in the shop.
Cope with all those numbers. So what's a typical day like for the sales associate there? Are you kind of behind the tills? Or are you just helping customers, or are you also advising people and trying to match people up with the most applicable sets, or trying to get whatever their own interests are and bring that out in whatever they might like to buy or experiment with?
So it's a little bit of everything. We do some behind the tills, some restocking, some mingling with the customers, having a huge interest in Lego myself and have built lots of sets over the years. I know I kind of have an insider information, if you like, to building the actual set. So if there's a customer that's kind of on the fence of whether they want to buy it or not, I can give them kind of what the build experience was like for me and my own personal take on it. And then again, like with choosing their team, a lot of them have a favorite team, but then, I'll give my input and my opinion on other teams, and that might then kind of broaden their horizon as well and get into the other sets.
What are the popular teams at the minute?
Definitely Star Wars and Harry Potter would be kind of the two main teams. Technic is quite popular as well, and then the classic kind of City and even the Friends team is very popular.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the Harry Potter one myself. There's the full kind of scale model of Hogwarts at home in our house, and it's a couple of thousand pieces in it, but it really is a stunning toy, but a stunning model. Above it, even though it's Lego, it looks absolutely incredible the way it has replicated the intricacies of Hogwarts there too. But you touched on it there a few minutes ago, Mark. You mentioned how you kind of have an interest or a keen interest in Lego, and I know there was a huge amount of applications for jobs in the store, but I'm going to suggest that yours probably stood out. Just tell the listeners about your interest in Lego, because it's saying it's an interest, I think, is a little bit of an understatement.
You could say that. So I kind of got into Lego about 15 years ago. I remember getting a police station for, I think, my 8th birthday, and kind of from there it spiraled into getting sets every birthday, every Christmas. And then back in 2018, so before the pandemic, there was a lot of interest in Lego, and I know whenever I had people coming over to the house, they were always amazed by the different models and stuff that I had just on a couple of shelves. So in July 2018, then I did an exhibition in Port Arlington, my hometown, and kind of just to see if there was interest in people going to view Lego, and we were started doing the exhibitions for charity. So it kind of went on from there, and in the last 4 years, minus kind of the 2 years for the pandemic, I've raised over 25,000 for different charities across the country.
Wow, well done. Well done. That's significant. And especially when you mentioned there, you factor in the 2 years of COVID. So clearly you could see that there was an interest in Lego out there. Did all that help when it came to applying for a job?
Absolutely. I think, you know, having the keen interest in Lego before getting the job, they could see that I knew a lot about the company. And even in the interview, I was asked the history of Lego, which I could ream off by heart. I've been preparing for that interview for 15 years. So it was definitely a plus.
Does it offer a chance then of progression down the line? Like, you know, are there stories of people who are now in maybe design positions or more senior positions at a company too that started out in the shops?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's certainly my goal. So I studied product design in Maynooth University. So kind of my love for Lego got me into product design. And now the fact I'm working in the Lego shop, I would hopefully one day go over to Billund in Denmark.
That's Mark Pearson. You've been listening to there from Port Arlington. He's now a sales associate in the new Lego store in Dublin, and very much somebody who's following his dreams. Mark mentioned exhibitions. If you're around on Sunday the 25th of September from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m, Mark's Brick World has an exhibition in Sullis Eco Garden Shop in Port Arlington. Small entry fee for individuals, and there's family prices available. And again, all money raised goes to charity, and definitely worth checking out. Well done, Mark, and all the very best in your career.